2 p.m., this regular monthly board meeting for December 9th at the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors will come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
John Devaney.
Here.
Amanda McKinney. Stephen Jones.
Here.
We don't have a quorum.
We are expecting Commissioner McKinney to call in, but we will begin on time, not knowing if she's been delayed. And we will be able to take votes when she joins the call. Were there any additions or deletions to the agenda today?
No, we don't have a vote.
Can we lower the volume on the hold while we wait for her to join? We can turn it up when...
That's as low as it goes.
That's as low as it goes. Okay. Very good.
Sorry.
Is that muted or is she joining?
I think somebody might have called me.
Nope. Okay. We'll move on to public comments at this time. We were doing any additions or deletions to the agenda. Did we have any additions or deletions?
We don't have any.
Did you? No. Okay, very good. Moving on to public comments, if any member of the public wishes to address the board on any matter of business relevant to our agenda, you may do so now. We do ask that you state your name and the item you wish to speak on for the record, and ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. Are there any public comments at this time? Going to be too distracting for you. We know we're expecting our quorum shortly.
Mind if I take this off?
Please do. Yeah, it's easier for us to hear.
Okay. I'm distracted and nervous anyway, so. My name is Jean Mendoza. I'm from White Swan. And I'd like to address item number 8.1. Since I only have 3 minutes, I'll talk to you with bullet points, and my presentation will probably sound harsh because I don't have time to explain the meaning behind what I have to say. The data is clear. People in the lower Yakima Valley, where there is more air pollution, are dying at higher rates from COVID-19. The Clean Air Agency and this board bears a certain amount of responsibility for those deaths. I'm here to ask you to make your best efforts to select a new APCO who is willing and able to engage the community in the Lower Yakima Valley, to talk to the people in the Lower Valley, and to gather information from the people in the Lower Yakima Valley, and to build a certain amount of trust with people who live there, because these are the people who are most strongly impacted by air pollution in Yakima County. Also here to ask you to search for and hire a new APCO who understands the Clean Air Act. We understand that Dr. Jones earns a significant amount of his income from the dairy industry. And we understand that Dr. Jones will have a major role in selecting a new APCO. We believe that the people of the Lower Valley who are impacted by the air pollution deserve equal representation. We also ask you to appoint a Lower Yakima Valley representative to join the search team at an early stage, so the dairy industry does not have first screening over all the candidates. It's our understanding, the Attorney General's office has told this agency that the law says the community needs, the majority of the members of this board must represent the community. And the way the law is written, elected officials represent the community. So in theory, we have a board with three elected officials who represent the community. As you can see today, we have two representatives who are not elected officials. We see a problem with that. We are hopeful to move forward to find a new APCO who would do a good job, who understands the Clean Air Act, who understands the law, who is able to engage the community, and who is willing and able to address the air pollution problems in Yakima County. Friends of Topmeach Creek will continue to put pressure on this board because we believe that in some cases the Clean Air Agency has not implemented and enforced the Clean Air Act. So specifically, we believe that this agency has not addressed RCW 70.15.1001, 70A.15.3050, and WAC 173-400-100. Thank you for giving me 3 minutes of your time.
Gee, before you start, could you repeat the first citation that you referenced?
RCW 70A.15.1001.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Were there any other public comments at this time? Last call for any other public comments. Hearing none, we would move on to the consent agenda, but we do not presently have a quorum. Did anyone have any corrections to note, though, at this time on any of the items there? Or any questions about the holiday schedule or schedule of meetings for calendar year 2022? Okay. We'll defer action on the consent agenda this time. As I mentioned, we were expecting a quorum today. Moving on in the regular agenda, we can hear the report from our interim executive director, Dr. Pott. And if you're comfortable removing your mask as well for speaking, I think that would help us hear over the background noise, Hassan, but only if you're comfortable doing so.
Mr. Chairman, board members, public, good afternoon. I think the regular agenda here, I have a few topics that I want to discuss kind of in details. The first topic is the state implementation plan. The state implementation plan is a requirement by the state. And your board in October 8, 2020, by a resolution 20.
This call is being recorded.
By resolution number 2020-10, you adopted our rules and regulations and it became effective in November 9, 2020. Right after that, our agency sent the adopted rule with a cover letter to the Department of Ecology, asking them to include our rules and regulations into the SIP. SIP is the State Implementation Plan, basically the Federal Clean Air Act or the federal agency specify the criteria pollutants in this case, and basically each state have their own plan how to attain and maintain those criteria pollutants. That's the reason behind the state. So each state submits that to EPA, EPA approves that. When we submitted that to the Department of Ecology, Ecology published two public notices, and eventually they have also a public hearing on August 3, 2021. That the purpose was to include our rule in the SIP. Ecology received 6 submittals, totaling almost 252 pages. And of public comments, if we include the public hearing, the total pages is about 539 pages. So I did not include that in the report. I included some part of those. So what I have attached in the report, it is on page 18 of 58, that is Appendix G, which includes those comments as well as the public hearing testimonials. It is on page 18 of 58. To give you an idea of the process, how did the process go about. So the appendices and the regulations, our regulations one, they can be found also, I also linked that in the Appendix G public comments. That's the link in the website. Ecology eventually aggregated and summarizes the SIP process and included about 10 comments during the public notice period. And I attach that attachment four, which is on page 22 of 58. That gives you basically an idea of what did ecology do from the public notices to the public hearing and eventually summarizing those comments. And eventually ecology requested EPA to take, and this towards page 5032 or 58, requested EPA to approve the submitted portions of YRCA regulations into the SIP as described in the Appendix A, approve the submittal portion of YRCA regulation that provide YRCA adequate enforcement and general authority, approve Chapter 173-400 adoption by reference, and remove outdated SIP provisions. Our rules and regulations, the last rules and regulations for Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency was adopted in 1998, so a lot of it was outdated. So even some of those, which we call it the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, or we refer to them easily as NAAQS, they were already outdated. So ecology staff eventually briefed Department of Ecology's the director, Ms. Watson, as she is the governor designee for the SIP in Washington State on October 4. And on October 14, Ecology submitted the proposed SIP revision for our regulations or part of with the supporting documents to EPA for SIP approval inclusion. You can find the full documents. I also linked the website for the full document, what Ecology have submitted to the Department of Ecology. So I included also on page 19, it is the cover letter from the Department of Ecology to EPA and to approve those SIPs. And on November 18, Ecology's letter is on page 19 of 58, and followed by the SIP adoption order. That's Ecology have already adopted our rules and regulations in the SIP. On November 18 of 2021, EPA published their proposal for accepting the update to our agency's wood heater and burn ban regulation, and will be accepting comment through December 20th, and included the Federal Register of Public Notice is attachment 5, page 46 of 58. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I also received an email from EPA. They published another publication for the rest of the rules and regulations, and they will be accepting some comments on the rest of it I believe, until January 5th. January 6, 2022. So they publish it in the Code of Federal Register. It says the title of it is Air Plan Approval, Washington Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency General Air Quality Regulations. So right now there is a, they are receiving any comments for both. One, this one will end on January 6, 2022, and the other one is December 2021. So eventually, EPA has to decide what they are going to do with that based on any comments they receive, and we believe that they are going to approve it. That is what I wanted to talk about for the state implementation plan that is basically up to date so far.
Before we move on to the rest of your report, were there any questions on the SIP process? Dr. Dodd?
No.
And before you move on, I know we had a
Chair Devaney, this is Commissioner McKinney. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, great. I just wanted to call attention to the fact that I did join 5 minutes late, but I was able to hear the bulk of the presentation. I just wanted to make note of that.
Thank you. I was just about to ask the clerk to call roll a second time, so that was very helpful. Were there any other board members who joined the call in the interim? Hearing none, can the clerk confirm the roll, please, the quorum?
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the interruption, Dr. Ha.
That's
please
fine.
Continue.
Absolutely. So the second topic is the climate change update. I know that the board has asked the staff basically to give kind of a summary on the climate change rules and update updates in Washington State. So I try to give a very short summary of the climate change. The climate change, and it has been called in different names, but climate change is what we use and what has been accepted. And the Department of Ecology has a very extensive publication about it. And they started in 1991 or earlier. So the publication are really found in the Department of Ecology's website. What I have included here just is a snapshot of the publication, and they are basically tabulated per year. So anybody really interested on the progress from since 1991 up to 2021, you really can find those publications in the forms on the website. I am not going to go into details about that, but what is really noticeable and very important, that the recent development that is the passing of the Climate Commitment Act, which they call CCA, by the House on April 23, 2021. It became effective on July 25, 2021. As a result of this act, or the Climate Commitment Act, Ecology is proposing rulemaking to comply with it. And these rules, we have been following these rules closely, as a matter of fact. If you look at the table, which is on the same page, shows the announced rules, the proposed rules, the anticipated date of adoption, and so on and so forth. They are really trying to move on pretty quick on this one, and they're trying to finish it or adapt it at least by 2022. The Climate Commitment Act sets, it is a statutory goal of net zero emissions in Washington State by 2050, and has to set an overall cap and invest, or cap and trade system to reduce carbon and air pollution, and overall cap on the greenhouse gas emissions. There is another act which we call it the HEAL Act, or Healthy Environmental for All Act, which is basically, it was passed on by the House on April 10, 2021. And they are in, it is definitely in agreement with the requirements for the Climate Commitment Act. That is a short summary of the Climate Change Act, but this is a very important and we recognize this, passing this act, it is an important in the climate change arena. That's what I call it. Subject to any questions, I would like to discuss a little bit further about it, but if you have any questions.
So does the agency participate in any of this rulemaking, or basically the public participates in the rulemaking and you're just observing what?
We are, this is, at this point in time, most of the delegation or most of the act itself is directing the state to do what they needed to do. And once those rules and regulations, and if you notice, most of the WACs or those rules and regulations says statewide, except if some agencies adapt their own rules and regulations. So there will be some specific portions of those rules and regulations may be applicable to us. Once they are applicable to us, we have to basically work on that. There is no but, no if about it. But at this point in time, it is the state is doing the bulk of the work on those rules.
But under the public comment period, the comments can be, the agency would not make any comments to the rulemaking bodies.
No, I believe either last month or this month, there were some discussion and we had a meeting, a Zoom meeting. And I attended those. So I'm paying close attention to what's going on. So eventually, and there are certain things that Department of Ecology also aware that certain agencies will be required to do certain things, and there are certain issues that it's beyond the ability of any agency, including bigger agencies. So that is the way how the rules will be written. So,
may I ask, this is Commissioner McKinney, and I'm not sure if the way I interpreted the question was answered. I interpreted the question to be whether or not our local agency is speaking on in support of these types of more restrictive guidelines or acts that are coming out of the state legislature. So I guess that's what I would like to know, is that, you know, does this board direct staff to be either, you know, supportive or not supportive of these types of legislative actions on the part of our legislators at Olympia?
Commissioner, this is John Devaney. At this point, the staff is monitoring what the state is working on so that we will be prepared to fulfill any new regulatory obligations that are delegated to or imposed upon our agency to meet as a result of the legislation.
So they're not providing any supportive documentation or statement?
They're not providing, the agency is not commenting into the process at this point. They're monitoring to prepare to implement as directed by the state.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that clarification.
And the Climate Commitment, if I may add, the Climate Commitment Act has already passed already the legislation. So it became effective July 25, 2021. So now ecology, they need to codify that in a WAC, how they are going to implement it, basically.
Well, that's the devil in the detail.
Yes.
So different clean air agencies have different air quality issues that they deal with. Some manufacturing, Yakima County is going to deal with agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that the agency be at least proactive in submitting some kind of ideas to the rulemaking bodies so that agriculture can at least be heard.
Definitely, we are already monitoring that, and if there is any comment we need to do, we will do that. There is no, definitely, if it is something that is we feel it is not right for our community, we will comment on that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We will do that. Furthermore, I just wanted to say, what I wanted to say about the climate change update or the greenhouse gases in particular, most of this climate change, they are targeting really the greenhouse gases. And most of the greenhouse gases are, number one is really transportation. That's where most of the greenhouse gases coming from. The second is, I believe it is, if you look at the data, it's residential, commercial, industrial. That's the second one. Electricity generation. So those are big, huge industries. That's where the target is for the greenhouse gases. And if I may take a moment with the permission of everybody, I know that you spoke last time about the Department of Commerce as well as really targeting some buildings more than 50,000 square feet and above, and the Department of Commerce is involved in that. Way back in 2008, if my memory serves me right, there is a rules and regulations were acted to start collecting some information about the greenhouse gases. In 2010, that became effective, the Department of Ecology as well as the Department of Commerce, to start collecting those air emissions from greenhouse gases and report back to the legislators every 2 years, starting 2010 in an even years, and report back to them. So it is under the Department of Commerce, and what you have also brought, thank you for bringing that to our last board meeting, the Green Building Act, it is what they are trying to talk about in this case in particular, to adapt those rules in efficiency, the efficiency of those and those standards which are to be in compliance with the, to get the right wording, the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers. So those are standards basically for efficiency, energy efficiency. So they, Department of Commerce is adopting those with those buildings. Agricultural building and some industrial are exempt. But overall, I can say with definitely that once you decrease any combustion or increase efficiency, you are decreasing the greenhouse gas air emissions. And that's basically the gist of this, the 50,000 square feet and above.
So I understand that. I read those, most of the document,
yes,
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But as you see in your document,
mm-hmm,
the claim is that over 50% of the greenhouse gases produced in Washington are from buildings.
According to the greenhouse gas reporting requirements, they are showing, I have a table here, I can share it with you definitely, is they are telling you exactly from electricity, net consumption-based, residential, commercial, industrial, transportation, fossil fuel industry, industrial process, waste management, agriculture. That's the total of the since 1990 up to 2018. If you look at the numbers themselves, the transportation is about, in 1990 it was about the highest, still until 2018 is the highest. Residential, commercial, industrial is 23. Since you don't have the table in front of you, I'll say that is the second. If you look farther, it's the electricity and the net consumption based. Those are the highest sectors for greenhouse gas emissions. And even the act right now for the climate change, including the Climate Commitment Act, the target is 2050 to reduce it to 1990 net emission zero. That's what the idea behind. I don't think, and based on what you have read and what I know and what I have read also, it is not targeting really an air emissions inside the building or outside the building. So the target for those is to increase the efficiency reduce the consumption, eventually reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. So if you, from as an agency or as an engineer, if you look at the electricity, when we are when we receive any permit, EPA, as a matter of fact, is the sole and responsible party for controlling the engines, the gear, and so on and so forth. So at the manufacturer, so when we have a backup generator, for example, right now we have tier four. So they keep on increasing the efficiency as the technology becomes more available. So that's where the target is. The target, so when I receive a new source review or an engine to be installed in our jurisdiction, we look at the manufacturer or the year they are gonna install it and what tier they must follow. That's, so tier one is way less stringent than tier four, for instance. And that's what I believe it is going on with the Department of Commerce. It's not really, they wanted to increase the efficiency, they wanted to reduce wastes. And that's eventually will reduce the greenhouse gases. I don't believe that is, because EPA is responsible for, we do have a new source performance standards for every industry, and EPA have those, and we have to follow that in the permitting process.
So the Department of Commerce follows your engine example. Mm-hmm. If my air conditioner breaks, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to upgrade my air conditioner to the best available or the most efficient available. Because what I read in the document is basically through 2050 or 2030, they're gonna try to make every single building more efficient, even existing structures, not just new structures.
Based on
That's actually accurate, except for most buildings will have to be in compliance by the year 2028.
Okay.
Yes. Plus the mere fact, I think these rules, there is exactly as Commissioner stated, that there is always a set date. It becomes effective at that specific date. And in this case, I believe also they have an incentive program. You can apply for certain grants or something like that, I believe, if you wanted to change it prior to that date.
I could also add comment that I personally am looking at what the cost will be to county facilities. It might not be of much of a surprise to learn that trying to make all of our county municipal facilities, and some of them are over 100 years old, to retrofit them to become carbon neutral is going to be an enormous amount of money that we do not have, and it is unlikely that we will be able to even borrow enough money to make it happen. So it'll be very interesting to see how this actually progresses when the pencil hits the paper and people start to begin to see the cost to retrofit 100-year-old county courthouse buildings and jails across the state.
Thank you. So I asked Dr. Tahat to give us this update just because there had been questions previously about general emissions and climate change in general. And I wanted to have us get a reminder that there's a lot going on aside from what our agency itself does affecting our air quality and the standards we are having to meet. There were questions about would the agency comment. Obviously, staff would not make policy and comment without board input. So the staff knows to bring any issues that they believe will affect county concerns, particularly to the board for guidance. If any board member has an issue that you would like to explore more thoroughly or provide guidance to staff, we can put that on a future meeting agenda. This was not intended as a policy setting discussion. This was more of an informational report I requested of Dr. Tahat to review the many things going on at the state and federal level right now. Any other questions on the climate change issues in general before we move on to the rest of your report, Dr. Tahat? Any questions for us on? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The third bullet is basically the wood stove change out. We have 7 wood stoves removed and 14 change out. The staff is doing really an excellent job on this program so far. For the compliance and the engineering part, it's the table itemized the number of complaints. We did not issue any NOV for the month of November.
Looks like there's one under other dust. NOV. There's one listed under other dust. But it's not lit.
It's not listed.
It's not. It's not totaled at the bottom. But there's a one under other dust within the column. Is that a typographical error or from a previous month? Or maybe you could check on that for us, because do you see where I'm? The middle column, NOVs.
Oh, yes.
Other dust, there's a one, but at the bottom there's a zero for that column.
It should be zero.
Yeah,
thank you.
I just noticed that as you were saying.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I might take that back. I think we did issue one. I'm sorry about that, but I did not total it. So I will check that, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Air monitoring data. We didn't have any exceedance for the PM2.5, the 10, as well as glossy graphs in the front of you. Subject to any question, I believe that should conclude my report.
Hey, that was a lot of information to impart. Thank you. Any questions? If not, I'd suggest we go.
Just a statement. Thank you very much, Doctor. I appreciated your update very much.
Thank you.
In a deviation from the agenda, because we now have a quorum, I'd like to go back to the consent agenda. Have all board members had a chance to review all 4 items on the consent agenda, including November 18th, 2021 board meeting summary, the November 18th, 2021 monthly activity report, the board meeting schedule for calendar year 2022, and the calendar year 2022 holiday schedule. If there were no questions, I would entertain a motion to approve en bloc the consent agenda.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
Commissioner McKinney, I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Oh, thank you. Any opposed? Hearing none, that is approved. Thank you. Next action items, approve fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for November 2021. Ms. Owen, do you have any summary to provide?
Yes, we have November 2021 accounts payable and payroll to approve. November accounts payable vouchers total $57,051.20. And November's payroll totaled $68,882.71. And that concludes the report.
Thank you. Is there a motion to, were there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for November?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Commissioner McKinney, I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you. Next item is other business, updates on the search process for the air pollution control officer and executive director position. Dr. Hopp,
yes,
you have a report.
Mr. Chairman, yesterday I received an email, I believe.
I did as well.
You were CC'd with that or both. It's an agreement. I spoke with the human resources manager at the county, and they are very helpful, and they sent the agreement. I did not get the chance. I read it. I don't see anything wrong with it. I can sign it. You can sign it after this. And she said, you sign it and send it back to me, and they can start the process. I said, I'll bring it to during the board meeting, and the chairman will elaborate on that.
It is, I will say that it, the delay was in getting the legal language drafted by the county attorneys. The language is very much what was summarized at the last board meeting. The county will, for a fee of $9,000, a flat fee, provide us search and recruitment services, including advertising. They will do the initial screening of applicants. They will assist us with the interview panel selection and the public search process design, which would take, that process will be decided in the early part of next year, as we discussed when we have new board members participating in that, that design process. But they will allow us to begin the work of soliciting candidates here before the new board members take place, or are seated, rather. So unless there are any questions about that process, I think that it has already been authorized for Dr. Tahat to execute that agreement, but just wanted you to know that it was only yesterday that we actually received the language, so there has not been a great deal of progress since our last meeting. We do appreciate the county staff. They're very good to work with, but this was a late and somewhat unexpected addition to their workload at a busy time of year. So they've prioritized it, but they've fitted in between other priorities.
Chairman Bini, I would just say thank you, and I will pass on the gratitude. The county's happy to help.
Great, thank you. All right, any other questions or input on that search process update? Okay, hearing none. Well, I have one other announcement related to other business, which is not really an action item. Is a reminder that in January, this board does elect officers, the chair and vice chair. So we will need to put that on the agenda for the January meeting when we have a new large city representative seated as well. If someone has a particular interest in running for one of those positions, they should be prepared to speak up or let me know. I believe that Vice Chair Trevino is willing to continue serving, as am I, but if someone has a great interest in doing so, change is also good. So if there's someone who has time and interest, feel free to speak up. If there's no other items of business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I will second.
All in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.